This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Hello and welcome back into Eastlake, Ohio. Matinee today, game two of a six-game series. The 4-6 Lansing Lugnuts and the 4-5 Lake County Captains. Play ball declared for the folks here. And then go Captains. Added in belatedly. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Lugnuts and Lake County Captains following up a 5-4 Lugnuts win yesterday. In the top of the ninth inning with two outs, it was a Colby Halter RBI infield bases loaded single. And that was the difference. Today, the Lugnuts send the lefty James Gonzalez to the mound, opposed by the Lake County right-hander Jake Miller. He'll take on this Lugnuts starting nine. Second baseman Colby Halter leads things off once again for an 11th consecutive game. Brian Guelbas bats second. He's in center field. He hit one of three Lugnuts home runs yesterday. Right fielder Henry Bolte had the day off yesterday. He's back in the order today, batting third. Batting fourth, another man who had the day off, the first baseman Will Simpson. Left fielder Johnny Butler hits fifth, with shortstop Aribiel Anales hitting sixth. Batting seventh, the DH Cameron Masterman. Batting eighth, catcher Jose Mujica. Rounding off the order, batting ninth, it's Jose Escorche, the third baseman. The time is now 12:07 p.m. Jake Miller toes the rubber first base side, and Colby Halter batting from the left side waits. And at 12:07, the game's first pitch on its way. Ball one high. Halter yesterday went 2-for-5. He has reached base in all 10 games that he has played this year. Miller offers. High again. 2 balls and 0 strikes. Jake Miller, a 23-year-old right-hander, 6'2", 210 pounds. He hails from Newbury Park, California, to the man from Jacksonville. Smacked on the line out to center field. Jake Fox backs up. He's got it. And there's one gone. Halter hit that ball flush. Fox ready. And the outfield for Lake County, Justin Boyd is in left, Jake Fox in center. And in right field, it's Guy Lipscomb. Around the infield, Mike Collado's at third base. At shortstop, Jose Devers looked really good in the opener last night. Alex Mooney is at second base with C.J. Cephas at first. The catcher, Zach Fascia, the signal. And now the first pitch to Brian Guelbas. Line foul right side, strike one. Email address for the broadcast booth is, as always, jgoldstrass@lansinglugnuts.com. J-G-O-L-D-S-T-R-A-S-S at lansinglugnuts.com. Guelbas day is away, the pitch high. On the count, 1 ball, 1 strike. Just underway. Right beside Lake Erie. Here's the pitch. And down and away. And 2-1. Miller making his second appearance of the year. He fires. Strike called inside corner. 2-2. No score, top of the first. Leadoff line out by Halter. A break even. High fly ball left center field. Boyd and Fox go back. They're at the wall. It's gone. Brian Guelbas homers for a second straight day. 1-0 Lugnuts in the first inning. .102 off the bat. Estimated 372 feet to the grassy berm in left center. Brian Guelbas. First home run served up this year for Miller. Now Henry Bolte, who has one home run this season. Righty deals to righty. Strike called across the outside corner. Brian Guelbas' bat is alive and well. And 0-1. Bolte fouls it straight back. beautiful high arc too for Guelbas. And Ribolti was hit in the head by a pitch on Saturday, game two of the doubleheader. Did not play Sunday, yesterday a rest day. Here's the pitch. He flies it foul down the right side. That baseball soars off out of the Lake County bullpen. The bullpens here at Classic Auto Group Park are tucked into each corner where the bleachers rise up high right beside them. No balls and two strikes on Henry Bolte. The pitch, down and away. Knees bent for Henry. Here it comes. Ground ball up the middle. Devers to his left, snatches it up. The throw to first, it's barely in time. Beats Bolte by an eyelash. Two outs. And now Will Simpson. 1-0 Lansing. Pitch on its way. He takes the breaker for a called strike one. Ryan Guelbas' home run staking the Lugnuts out to the early lead. The pitch to Simpson. A ground ball shot toward short. Devers backs up, picks it up. The throw to first. It's not in time. Simpson beats it out. So Devers took a step back in order to field that ball on the grass, field it truer. Simpson runs better than he expected. And by the time that throw arrived with Kafis at first, Will's foot was on the cushion. Infield single beaten out by Will Simpson. He has now reached base in 10 consecutive games. One out base, or I should say a two out base runner for the Lugnuts, all the while a called strike into Johnny Butler. A left-handed batter. Butler homered yesterday with Guelbas and with the man on deck, Eribiel Angeles, after the Lugnuts hit only two homers in their first nine games. The righty, Jake Miller, holds, throws. Down and in, one ball and one strike. Thought that he was out of this top of the first inning. After all, Simpson, a relatively routine grounder to shortstop, but Devers took too long with it. Short lead at first base right now for Will. He is a threat to run. Third baseman Collado well off his line. The deal? Butler takes ball two, breaking down. Thickly overcast skies above, wind blowing right to left. Miller's 2-1 pitch. Down and away. Three balls and one strike on Johnny Butler. Miller's pitch. Strike called to the letters on the outside corner. Fastball from Miller right now is only about 91 miles an hour or so. 91, 92. Jake Miller out of San Diego. Drafted in the 20th and final round 3 years ago. Payoff pitch, ground ball to shortstop. Redemption for Devers. The throw to first. This one! Yes, the first baseman Kafis did keep his foot on the bag. That throw was a little bit offline, and yet Kafis with a stretch. Otherwise, Lansing might have had something working. As it was, three consecutive batters hit the ball to Jose Devers at shortstop. He got two out of the three, one left on. Brian Guelbas' home run, giving the Lugnuts a 1-0 lead, going to the bottom of the first inning from the Classic Auto Group Park.
If you COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen. But do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Ryan Grobaugh homered yesterday, and he homers again today, this time in his very first at-bat. So a quick 1-0 lead for the Lugnuts going to the bottom of the first inning. Jake Fox, Jose Devers, and C.J. Cavers coming up for the Lake County Captains against the lefty James Gonzalez, native of David, Panama. Lefty-lefty to begin. Gonzalez to Jake Fox, the starting center fielder. Here's the pitch. Got in there for a called strike. Jake Fox leading off in center field, batting second. The shortstop, Jose Devers. There comes an 0-1 from James. Strike two called, back-to-back fastballs. First at 89, the second at 91. He's warming up. C.J. Cephas bats third, the first baseman. The cleanup hitter is the third baseman, Mike Collado, and then second baseman Alex Mooney bats fifth. Here's an 0-2. Just off the outside corner. Catcher Jose Mujica thought that they had Fox on three pitches. The number six hitter is the right fielder Guy Lipscomb. Left fielder Justin Boyd bats seventh. DH Angel Sarate eighth. And catcher Zach Fascia ninth. 1-2. Swing and a miss. There's the strikeout. Fastball by Fox on the outside corner. James Gonzalez. Five innings, one hit, six strikeouts on opening day for the Lugnuts at Dayton. Followed that up with two scoreless innings against the Great Lakes Loons. And now here he is back to the hill, making his second start of the year. Lefty deals to the right-handed hitting Jose Devers. 1-0 Nuts. Low and away, ball one. Fastball now up to 92. We watch that because, boy, if Gonzalez can get to 93 to 95, watch out. A 1-0. Outside. Not again. It's early. It's the first inning. So pace yourself. He has 75 pitches. First Lugnut starting pitcher to go in a second start this year. First 10 games have been started by 10 different players. 2-0. Swing and a miss. Pulled the string on him. The great Gonzalez off speed. His changeup is something. Two balls and one strike on Devers. The leg kick with the right leg and then the pitch. A chopper hit on a high hop to second baseman Halter. Backs up and throws to first from the outfield grass for out number two. The fun thing is, so the changeup set things up, and that was a fastball middle-middle. And it jumped to Devers at 92. C.J. Cephas now. Two outs, nobody on. Lansing's up 1-0 in the home first. Lefty to lefty. Fly ball, center field. Brian Wellboss backs up, ranging far out to his right. That ball is out of here. C.J. Cephas hits it just to the left of straightaway center. And we are tied up 1-1. Gonzalez grooved a first pitch fastball and Cephas did not miss it. Second home run of the season for Cephas. 392 feet on the estimated path of that home run. So each team is homered here in the first inning. And now Mike Collado steps in with two outs. Lefty deals to the switch hitter. Batting from the right side, he takes a called strike one. Early fireworks. Wellboss for Lansing, Cephas for Lake County. and 0-1 from Gonzalez. Line drive lasered into left field for a base hit. One up in front of Johnny Butler. Lobs it into shortstop. A single for Lake County's Collado. The Lugnuts defensively, by the way, feature Johnny Butler in left field, Brian Guelbas in center, Henry Bolte in right. Simpson holds on the runner at first base. Lefty deals to the righty, Alex Mooney. Tried to backdoor the curveball, missed up and away. Ball one. Colby Halter at second, Aribil Anales plays short, and Jose Escorche is at third. The catcher's Jose Mujica for the lefty Gonzalez, 6-2, 260. The 1-0. And away. Two balls and no strikes on Mooney. James thrown a little off. Strike out of Fox, the ground out by Devers. But then Kafis, the home run. And Coriado, the hard single into left. Tie game 1-1. The pitch. Floating in for a called strike. There is a house Finch that is on the protective screen. Directly above home plate, back to the field, chirping to all the fans down below. Short lead for Collado at first base. 2-1 hitter's pitch for Alex Mooney. Foul tipped it home. Count is even. Mooney yesterday was 2-for-4 with a couple of singles, although on one of those, he tried for third base on a throwing error by Jose Escorche at third, and Cameron Masterman threw him out from right field. Upright stance, open from the right. The 2-2. Fouled off into the screen. Gonzalez attacking him with a high fastball. It's Guy Lipscomb waiting on deck. Mike Collado, the runner at first base. The long yellow right sleeve. Gonzalez looks at him, then deals. Up and in, and he hit Mooney or the bat. Let's see. No signal by the home plate umpire, Durkin. And it appears to have hit the bat. It's a foul ball. Alex Mooney gestured down to first base as if to say, so do you want to send me down there? And Durkin was not buying it. And there's no argument by these Lake County captains. It's a foul ball. So, two balls, two strikes, two outs. Could have been 2-1. A break even from Gonzalez. Fouled straight back again. He is just missing the fastball. That fastball from James is consistently 91-92. Lake County is wearing their powder blue, the baby blue captain's uniforms today, with the Guardians logo on the right sleeve on white pants. Runner at first, two outs, bottom of the first, the pitch, swing and a miss. Gonzalez got him. Slow curveball strikes out Mooney, and that ends the first inning. Two strikeouts for Gonzalez, and they sandwich the frame. However, Lake County C.J. Kafis answers the home run hit by Brian Guelbas, and so that sends us to the second inning and a 1-1 game from Classic Auto Group Park.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Vince Cotronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Ball Front Wobos homered in the top of the first. C.J. Kafus went yard in the bottom of the first. That's 1-1. And now the Lugnuts come up, top of the second inning, against the righty Jake Miller for Lake County, the Guardians High A affiliate. It's Avery Bielanilis, first pitch. Taking all the way. Strike called inside corner. A fastball from Miller. Anilis, Masterman, and Mujica. 6-7-8 in the Lugnuts order. I'd like to say hello to Bobby Strauss checking in. The deal. Away. 1-1 on Avery Biel. Bobby noting that Brian Guelbas, who homered in the first inning, should be nicknamed Bam Bam. Homered yesterday, home today with a big stick. Hello, Spring Arbor, Michigan. Anilis scorches a line drive into left center field. That's a base hit. Jake Fox to his right cuts it off. Anilis is going to try for two. The throw in. The tag by Mooney is waiting for Avery Biel. He pulled up, went in standing. He understood he was done. Leadoff single, trying to stretch it into a double. It goes 8-4. And there's out number one. That is a sickening feeling. Base runner like Avery Bielanilis thinking, I got it. Hustle double. No, he was out by a lot. Here's Cameron Masterman. Out of fastball for a called strike one. Fastball at 92 from Miller. Well, that's one way for this inning to start, huh? Get Masterman the DH. Here's the pitch. Now back over the screen on the right side. And coming on down. Nothing into the count on Cam. There's a lot of drama going on in the stands below. One out, nobody on. Tie game. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Miller struck him out. Dropped third strike, though, by Fascia. So Masterman races down to first, and Fascia's throwdown beats him. Two outs. First strikeout for Miller. That's something I enjoy about Cam Masterman is that's not a play that he's going to give himself up on. He's going to make the catcher have to make the play. Put some pressure on the defense. But with two outs and the bases clear, Lugnuts and Captains knotted up 1-1. The batter is Jose Mujica. Mujica yesterday DH, today catching. And right now he takes ball one low. Mujica's 1-for-4 with a single. Righty versus righty. Miller to the plate. Fouled straight back on a fastball up and in. Expanded, otherwise it would have been 2-0. Mujica's 4-for-14 this year. He has been hitterish. He is up there to swing that two-tone bat. Black stained barrel. Here it comes. Miller hits the inside corner at the knees. Strike two call. Wind is now blowing left to right across the field. This wind is changing directions. The pitch outside. A 2-2. We'll see how that affects the proceedings. Right now, there's a lot of guys hitting the ball up in the air. Obviously, the wind is blowing out. It's blowing to the left. It's swirling. The 2-2. Roller up the left side, rolling foul right over the line. We stay 2-2. Jose Mujica with his base hit yesterday. He didn't even want to swing. He was taking on Magnus Ellerts in the ninth inning. There was one out. He had a teammate in Danny Bautista Jr. at first base. And he put out his bat, a check swing. And the fastball from Ellerts hit the barrel and it rebounded into right field for a base hit. When you're going good, you're going good. The man on deck is the number 9 hitter, Jose Escorche. Had two hits yesterday. But first, 2-2 here. Mujica swings and misses the breaking ball. Miller strikes him out, and the side retired. 1-1, Lake County and Lansing are to the bottom of the second inning from East Lake, Ohio. Windy East Lake, Ohio.
Dan, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Let's go to the bottom of the second inning. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. They're feeding me wonderful trivia questions over in the press box. The Lansing Lugnuts and the Lake County Captains are tied up 1-1. Every now and then a person gets distracted by such great trivia. Brian Guelbas and C.J. Kafis have homered for each squad. That was in the first inning. Lugnuts went down 1-2-3 in the top of the second. Lake County now. Their turn, bottom of the second. Guy Lipscomb against the lefty James Gonzalez. Lefty to lefty. And the first pitch, low and away, ball one. Winds, by the way, right now are being clocked at 15 miles an hour and upwards. You feel that? Lipscomb, Boyd, and Zarate, 6-7-8. Gonzalez to the plate. Strike called. Fastball. It's a Gonzalez and Myers day for Lansing. James Gonzalez, and then we expect Mitch Myers at some point out of the pen. James fires. Way outside. Two balls, one strike on Guy Lipscomb, who yesterday was used as a pinch runner. He ran in the bottom half of the eighth inning, and he scored a run. He scored the game-tying run at the time. The pitch reaches out, lifts it to left field. In rushes Johnny Butler. He's there. He's got it. One away. I now bring up Justin Boyd. Exciting game yesterday. Brian Guelbas broke a 2-2 tie in the top of the eighth inning with a two-run homer. C.J. Kafis in the bottom half hit a two-run double to tie the score. So a little bit like today, Guelbas and Kafis in their own individual offensive duels. Justin Boyd bats right. The pitch, fastball above the letters, ball one. 1-1 tie game, home second in the second game of the six-game set. A matinee. Here's the pitch. Fastball swatted foul into the screen. Ball and a strike on Boyd, who had the day off yesterday. A man acquired via trade from the New York Mets. He's opened up this year 2-for-14. And of the 12 times that he's been retired, 10 of them are on strikeout. The deal? A pie. Ball two. His two hits are singles, and he's drawn three walks. Justin Boyd, the Oregon State Beaver. Did I say picked up via trade with the Mets? No, traded by the Cincinnati Reds to the Cleveland Guardians. On the 2-1, he skies this pitch out to shallow center. A chance for Brian Guelbas. Now he backs up, and he can't get it. It falls. The wind took it away from him, and Boyd lands it second. This wind is vicious. Brian Guelbas measured in center field. Then he walked forward. Then suddenly he was hurrying back, panicked. And now he slams his glove against his right leg. He could not get back on it in time. What a perfect illustration of what these fielders have to deal with today. And now the batter's Angel Zarate. Gonzalez resets on the rubber. It is a double for Justin Boyd. Angel Zarate seeing his first action of the series. Zarate is 1-for-10, three walks, two strikeouts through his first four games. back to Justin Boyd, the 73rd overall pick in the 2022 draft by the Cincinnati Reds. Lefty to lefty, Zarate takes a ball high. He was in the Will Benson deal. He was traded by Cleveland, or I should say by Cincinnati to Cleveland for Will Benson, Justin Boyd, and cash for Benson. We saw Benson do damage here for Lake County. Gonzalez is 1-0. Swing and a miss. Off speed away. Oh, by the way, how's Will Benson doing in the major leagues? The great slugger from Atlanta. Right now for the Reds, he's hitting .228. He has a couple of home runs in 16 games. Marvelous guy. Zarate takes a called strike across the inside corner.
Let's go, Captains.
Last year, Benson was superb. His first full season with the Cincinnati Reds, he hit .275 with 11 homers, plus 19 steals. OPS plus .129. And so people looking at that trade are going, all right, Justin Boyd, what do you have? The pitch. Zarate takes ball two, low and away. Suddenly a lot of pressure on Boyd with Benson playing well. This year, though, unfortunately, it's been a different story. We'll see if he can get himself out of the early slump. The Reds have opened up the year 9-8 in fourth place in the NL Central. It's a two-ball, two-strike pitch. And the curveball is chopped off the plate to Gonzalez off the mound of field. Fires to first, gets the out. Simpson checks as Boyd heads to third base. Zarate gone for out number two. 1-3 on your scorecard. I would like to say hello to Marcia Bullard checking in, listening into this game. Lefty to lefty, Zach Fascia against James Gonzalez. First pitch inside for a ball. Lake County is threatening to take the lead. Boyd 90 feet away, bottom of the second, two outs in a 1-1 game. Fascia, the number 9 hitter. The pitch from Gonzalez. Ground ball dribbled, foul right side. And hello to Jack and to Greg listening in from the Fort Smith Marshal's office. Appreciate your company. I've been wearing my Marshal's baseball cap wherever I go around Lansing. A 1-1. Fouled off the hands, back over the netting. In Michigan, we would call it, what, cottonseed, right? All of the different wisps of seeds and cotton and everything else that's in the air getting blown around by this wind. Runner at third, two gone. 1-2 pitch here. Fascia grounds down to first base. Simpson on it, juggles. Now the rush to the bag, gets there a step in front of Fascia. Inning over. The wind-blown double by Boyd does not hurt. He is left at third. The wind playing havoc, but still 1-1. Tie game. Thank you for your company on a matinee today by East Lake, Ohio. Game tied 1-1 between the Caps and the Lugnuts.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Oh, on a windy day by Lake Erie. The Lugnuts and the Captains tied up 1-1. Lake County right-hander Jake Miller ready to work. Dare I say it's Miller time. Against Descoche, Halter, and Buelbas. This is 9-1-2 in the Lugnuts order. Righty, righty. Jose Escoche, the batter. The Lugnuts third baseman. And the pitch. It takes a called strike on the outside corner at the letters. Escoche yesterday, how about a single and a double? He's diminutive in stature. At 0-1. Outside for a ball. But in watching him go about his business at home plate, it is clear he's up there to do some damage, and then his speed can change a game. Miller throws. Swing and a foul tip held on to by Fascia. One ball and two strikes. There's just a good feeling about Escoche. He's going to turn 22 years old in 12 days. The native of Maracay, Venezuela. Just added to the Lugnuts over the weekend. Pitch, swing and a miss. Chase the high cheddar, and he's gone. That's a third straight strikeout for Zach Miller, or for Jake Miller, I should say. Miller fanned Masterman and Mojica to end the second inning. That is awful dramatic music to bring up Colby Halter. Third baseman Coriado off his line and in. Here's the pitch. And the left-handed swinging second baseman. A check swing foul up in the air off the left side and into the Lugnuts pen. Strike one. Left fielder Justin Boyd lost his cap in chasing it because the wind took hold of that foul up in the air and it said, what do I want to do with this? Do I want to push it into the seats? You want to go fair? And there was Justin Boyd trying to shepherd that ball away from danger. Saying, if you were going to dare to land fair, I've got you. Foul ground, I don't have you. And it landed in the pen right beside the seats. One out, nobody on. 1-1 tie game. And a one pitch. Halter grounds it to the second baseman Mooney. Routinely fields. And the throw to first. Gives out number two to Miller. Well, now here's the man who homered for the Lugnuts run in the first inning. Brian Buelbas now with two home runs this season and 41 in his pro career. Righty to righty, the pitch. Buelbas chops to short, Devers attacks, gloves, fires to first, side retired. Two and a half complete. Jake Miller settled into a groove. The Lugnuts and the Captains are deadlocked 1-1.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Around at the top of the order for the Lake County Captains. That's Jake Fox, Jose Devers, and CJ Kafis, the man who homered in the first inning. We're all tied up 1-1. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. The lefty James Gonzalez to the lefty Jake Fox. Now the first offering is elevated out to center field into the wind, but Brian Wilbos, no troubles here, makes the catch to his right. One pitch and one center fielder flies out to the other. Tonight at Jackson Field. How about Western Michigan University against Michigan State University in the Capitol Clash? 6:05 p.m. first pitch. Gates open up at 5 p.m. Now Jose Devers, right-handed batter. Southpaw Gonzalez offers. And there's ball one down and away. One to one is our score. The ball went offering. Chopper Weekly struck down toward third. Escorche lets it roll foul. Then he accepts. One ball, one strike. Devers grounded out to Halter at second base. And the first inning. We are located directly downtown here at Classic Auto Group Park. Ambulance just went speeding by. Here's the pitch. That misses inside. You don't have to drive all that far to find yourself right on the banks of Lake Erie, hence Lake County, the city East Lake. But in order to get to East Lake, you have to drive through West Lake first. Gonzalez is 2-1, low and away. Three balls and a strike on Devers. And in between, the fine city of Cleveland, Ohio. These Lake County captains are looking to work their way up to become guardians. Here's the pitch. Foul ball off the right side. Off the rooftop and then bouncing down below the target. Three rows back down the right side past the Lake County dugout where a youngster hustles over to pick it up. Show it to everybody. Three balls and two strikes on Devers. It's a 1-1 tie game in the bottom of the third inning. One out, base is clear. Payoff, swing and a miss. Got him. Off speed, down and in. And Gonzalez records his third strikeout. Boy, the James Gonzalez in a 3-2 count. You can pull off a pitch like that. My goodness. Here's C.J. Cephas on the pitch. That misses down and in, ball one. Cephas homered on a first pitch fastball from Gonzalez in the first inning. He launched it out to center field, left of the batter's eye below the flags. The pitch tried a front door breaking ball and did not break it far enough. Two balls, no strikes. I do not see Cephas' name listed among the top 30 prospects for MLB Pipeline for the Guardians organization. I can say, why? Here's the 2-0. Swing and a miss coming out of his shoes. Cephas has shown off his great bat in this series so far. Double yesterday, home run in the first inning today. Cephas, K-A-Y-F-U-S, a 2-1 pitch. And that's line foul, slicing down the left side. Hit well, showed off his strength. But 2-2. Top prospects on this roster, Jake Fox, the leadoff man, number 18. Jose Devers, number 19. Fox flied out, Devers struck out to open up this inning. And now Gonzalez to Cephas. Check swing, hi. How are you? 3-2. Nobody on the bases. Gonzalez looks to end the third inning right here. 1-1 tie game. Here's the pitch. Fly ball left field. Johnny Butler rushes forward. He retreats. The inning over. So just like Jake Miller on one side, James Gonzalez on the other side after allowing the home run in the first inning. No damage since. We're going to the fourth. Trivia coming up. The Lugnuts and the Lake County Captains tied up 1-1.
The same house was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The same house, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Innings down, fourth inning bound. Trivia coming here with a home run tinge to it. Henry Bolte leads off the top of the fourth inning in a 1-1 game. Speaking of homers, Bolte, Simpson, and Butler. This is the power 3-4-5 against the righty Jake Miller. I'm Jesse Goldberg Strassler. Bird on a wire just to our right, stretching from rooftop to protective screen, singing away. All the while, righty righty, Miller to Henry Bolte. Here's the pitch. Up and in. Goodness. Remember, Bolte today is playing in his first game since getting struck in the helmet by a pitch on Saturday, game two of the doubleheader against Great Lakes. Yoel Ibarra hit him. Now the 1-0. He drives it foul right side. Easy for me to say. Had a good hack at it, but well foul. One ball, one strike. No jelly legs for Bolte. Knees bent. Bat waggling above his right shoulder. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Good breaking ball. Bolte grounded to the shortstop Devers his first time. Requested time. Steps back in. The second rounder of the Oakland A's 2 years ago out of Palo Alto High School. It's a pitcher's pitch on 1-2. And Bolte, it's a high fly out to right center field. Lipscomb and Fox converge. It is Jake Fox with a catch, the center fielder, backing up toward the warning track. Wind did not seem to foil either one of them at all right there. And Bolte is retired. Well, Brian Buelbas homering in the first inning. That's his 41st career home run in minor league baseball. You know who else had 41 home runs? Brian DePerrick when he was a Lansing Lugnut. So, here's Will Simpson, the pitch. Simpson fouls it away, right side. First pitch breaking ball. No balls and a strike, and the Lugnut's first baseman hitting cleanup. 1-1 here. One out, nobody on. Top of the fourth inning. There's the strike one toss. That's drilled out to right center field and carrying well. Fox is back and it bounces beyond him. One hop and then up onto the grass below the video board. Automatic double for Simpson. There is the great power of Will Simpson. Simpson collects his third double of the year, and he's in a scoring position. He is now 2-for-2 today, following an infield single that he beat out in the first inning. What a hitter. The Lugnuts look to break the 1-1 tie. Here's Johnny Butler, left-handed batter. One out in the fourth. Righty fires. High ball one. So Brian Dwellbos, 41 home runs career in the minors. Brian DePerrick, 41 home runs with the Lansing Lugnuts in his career, 39 in 1 year. And that set the Midwest League single season record. However, Brian DePerrick does not have the career record for the Lugnuts. Butler fouls this pitch away into the screen. And that is your Lansing Lugnuts trivia question of the game. It is simply this. Which Lansing Lugnut has the career record most home runs for any Lugnut? And this spans multiple seasons, as you might expect. Most career home runs for a Lugnut. Miller's 1-1 pitch to Butler. Down and away with a changeup. Two balls, one strike. Email me, jgoldstrass@lansinglugnuts.com. jgoldstrass@lansinglugnuts.com. The answer is not Johnny Butler. Hitter's pitch here on 2-1. He drives it down the left side, deep into the corner. Justin Boyd runs it down, losing his cap in the process. And Simpson returns to second. Hard contact here against Jake Miller. Two outs in the fourth inning. It's up to Aribiel Anales to bring in Simpson from second. Aribiel is 1-for-1 with a single, but then he was thrown out trying to stretch it into a double in the second inning. Now in the fourth, the pitch swings and bounces foul at home. Strike one. Aribiel. His third year with the Lansing Lugnuts. 14 career home runs. Hit number 14 yesterday. Miller delivers. Popped foul. Drifting back and down into the seats. It's 0-2. Dwellbos homer in the top of the first. Kafis homer in the bottom of the first. Tied up 1-1 in the fourth inning right now. Time granted to the catcher, Fascia. Will Simpson is at second base. He has two of the Lugnuts' four hits. He doubled a moment ago. Two gone. Miller to Angeles. A two-strike offering after a long hold. Smoked up the middle. It's in a center field base hit past the diving Mooney. Simpson around third, heading for home. The throw in by Fox, not handled by catcher Fascia. And Will Simpson dives across home plate, hands first with the tie-breaking run. An RBI single for Aribiel Anales. Lugnuts 2, Captains 1 in the fourth inning. Aribiel is now 2-for-2. And the batter is Cameron Masterman. Righty, righty. The pitch. Masterman takes. Strike call. So the Lugnuts, five hits today. Wellboss's solo homer in the first inning. Simpson's single in the first and double here in the fourth. Anales' single in the second and single here in the fourth for the 2-1 lead. The deal. Masterman takes a ball high. We've got some hitters who are heating up for the guys in the road black jersey shirts, the gray pants with the black stripes, black helmet from Masterman, waiting. Miller's 1-1, Anales runs, swing and a miss, a throw down to second base, one hops off the glove of Alex Mooney, and Anales is safe. Give him the steal. First stolen base of the year for Aribiel Anales in a scoring position. With a count at one ball and two strikes on Cameron Masterman. There is action right now in the Lake County Pen. We're expecting Steve Hadger to be the piggybacker today. Here's the deal. Foul tipped into the mid of Fascia, strike three. Masterman strikes out for a second time. But the Lugnuts seize the lead. In the fourth inning, a Simpson one-out double. And then the two out RBI single by A. Rebiel Anales. We're through 3.5. And it's the Lugnuts 2. The Captain's 1 from Classic Auto Group Park.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Rubiel Anales singles in Will Simpson. Lugnuts lead 2-1. Going to the bottom half of the fourth inning. And a matinee today. Not by the bay. By the lake. And not a mistake by the lake either. Lefty James Gonzalez for the Lugnuts. Deals to Mike Collado for Lake County. Now the first offering's in there. Strike called. Adam Jackson will join me for the rest of this series starting tomorrow night in the Lake County Captain's spacious broadcast booth. Out of one. Collado lays off the curveball low. Switch hitting Mike Collado is 1-for-1 with a single into left field. He jolted it. Now the 1-1 pitch. Line drive slicing out to right field. Masterman, or I should say Bolte, has to play it on a hop. Henry gets it in. It's another single for Mike Collado. He inside outed that ball down. Now the first man aboard for Lake County in the home fourth inning. Brings up the number 5 hitter, Alex Mooney, with Guy Lipscomb waiting on deck. Mooney struck out his first time against Gonzalez. 1 of 3 James strikeouts. A look at the runner, and then the first pitch. Swing and a miss on the straight changeup. Third baseman Escorte pounds his glove. The deal. Swing and a miss. Change of pace. Nothing in two. Back-to-back changeups to Mooney. James Gonzalez, man. That's cruel. Cruel and unusual. Struck him out the first time. This is an 0-2. And here it comes. Fastball up and in. Turn him away. 1 ball, 2 strikes. All right. So, the show fastball. To come back with a change. A 1-2 pitch, and the changeup is rolled over to shortstop. Anales plays, they get one. Halter to first. No, not in time. Fielder's choice. Mooney on, Collado erased. One away, bottom of the fourth. Just not hit hard enough. Here's Guy Lipscomb. The former Belmont Bruin. One on, one out. Down 2-1, bottom of the fourth. Lefty to lefty. Ground ball pulled foul right side. The first base coach for the Lake County Captains, Mark Mumper. Went into a dance. Lipscomb flied out to the left fielder, Butler his first time. A strike one toss from Gonzalez. The curveball slicing in. Strike two called. Over at first base, there was Mooney, edging away and flinching near the very end, just trying to do whatever he can to distract Gonzalez from the business at home plate. Two-tone bat in the upright Lipscomb's hands. 0-2, up very high. You can hear James grunt as he let that pitch come in.
Let's go, Captains.
Baseball America rated Lipscomb entering this year the fastest base runner in the Cleveland Guardians organization. Last year swiped 48 bases with Lynchburg. And now Gonzalez is the runner picked. A throw down to second base. Anales' tag. They got Mooney. He tried to swim around Anales into second. Show him the left arm. Draw it back. Roll onto the right hip and reach for the base. And the base umpire Duerson said, no, sir. 1-3-6 in the pickoff and the caught stealing. And now two outs and nobody on in the bottom of the fourth inning. 2-1, the Lugnuts lead. And Gonzalez can wholeheartedly focus on Lipscomb. A 1-2 is coming. Curveball batted in. I hear that grunt from James. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Well, it's getting lighter here. I think the sun is trying to get through this thick cloud cover. Try the break even. That's fouled off at home plate on the slow curve once again. Home plate umpire Durkin checks in with the catcher Mujica just to say, hey, how you doing? That rattled his cage. In the Lake County bullpen, Steve Hadger is all warmed up and ready to come in. And the way that they're all standing there up the right side, it's like these Lake County captains down in the bullpen expect the inning to end right here. Hadger ready to relieve Miller for the fifth. The pitch? Not yet. Line foul left side. We're still in the fourth inning. James Gonzalez, just the one run allowed on the Cephas, homer in the first. He struck out three so far. This pitch is also fouled at home, and that shakes up Jose Mujica. Man, the catcher's taking shots.
Listen to this crowd. Wow.
I believe right now, unofficially, 61 pitches, 40 strikes for James Gonzalez. Meanwhile, for Jake Miller, 57 pitches, 41 strikes. And likely done. Two outs, nobody on. 2-1, Lansing. 2-2. Outside. 3 balls and 2 strikes. That's Justin Boyd waiting on deck. Gonzalez rarely walks anybody. Payoff. Line drive back up to the middle, over the leaping Anales, it's a base hit to center. And Lipscomb is on. Wellbus to Anales, to Halter to get it in. And so the great speedster is aboard for Lake County, in front of Justin Boyd. There comes pitching coach Don Schulze. Right now, I think that James is at 65 pitches, so he has about 10 pitches to go. Trying to get him through 4 innings today in Lake County. And right now for Gonzalez, that single by Lipscomb, that's the 5th base hit that he's allowed. Keep in mind that in the 2nd inning, Justin Boyd, the forthcoming hitter, had a fly ball up under the wind. Brian Wellbus trying to find it in, then out, and fell for a windblown double. The others, singles by Mike Coyado to left and to right in the first inning and in the fourth inning, respectively. This single by Lipscomb. And the first hit was the home run hit by C.J. Cephas back in the first. That is the only run for Lake County today. Well, now Justin Boyd. The Oregon State Beaver against the lefty Gonzalez, the native Panamanian. Who fires. popped him up down the right side. First baseman Simpson over. Second baseman Halter calls him off. Halter the catch of the pop out, and that'll do it. So James Gonzalez is through four innings. He allowed two singles in the fourth. He picked off a man. He strands a man. No runs for Lake County as we go to the fifth inning. Lugnuts on top, 2-1.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
The Michigan Wolverines, Steve Hadger, has come in from the bullpen for the Lake County Captains. Let's go to the top half of the fifth inning. Lugnuts 2, Lake County 1. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Hadger deals to Jose Mujica, the number 8 hitter and the Lugnuts catcher. Line drive pushed down the right side. That ball is foul off into the Lake County pen. Mujica, Escorche, Jose, and then Colby Halter. So 8-9-1 in the Lugnuts lineup to welcome the new man into the ballgame. The piggybacking reliever, righty Jake Miller, is done in line for the loss. Kicking the pitch. Up and away. That is going to be something to watch, is can Steve Hadger throw strikes? Last year he had a game where he walked 9 batters. Now watching him carefully. Hadger winds and throws. Mujica lifts it foul. Side added off to the right side, out of play. So Hadger so far this year, one appearance, a start, and, well, he walked 5 in 1 1/3 innings. He also hit a batter with a pitch. Walked 5 of 12 batters faced. The deal. Swing and a miss here. Strikes out Mujica. One away. We first saw Steve Hadger when he was a Dayton Dragon. He's been traded all about. So now here's Jose Escorche. Lugnuts up 2-1 in the fifth inning. One out. The pitch. He takes. Strike called at the knees. Outside corner. Once again, left-handed pitcher, right-handed batter. Steve Hadger out of Andover, Massachusetts. Big guy, 6'5", 240 pounds. Offers. Foul down the right side. Count is nothing and two. Hadger was originally drafted by the Minnesota Twins 61st overall in 2021. And from there, he was traded to the Cincinnati Reds. It was an interesting deal. The deal here is down and in. The different definitions of deal. That pitch is dealt low and inside. So the trade was the Cincinnati Reds sent Tyler Malley to the Twins for Spencer Steer, Christian Encarnacion Strand, and Steve Hadger. Hadger's 1-2. Escorche takes up high. Two balls, two strikes, one out, nobody on. Lugnuts hitting top of the fifth inning with a 2-1 lead. Spencer Steer is up in the major leagues. So is Christian Encarnacion Strand. Hatcher did not stick around in the Reds organization. Winds and throws. Foul off into the screen. Hatcher was placed on the injured list several times and then traded by the Reds to the Guardians March 26th of 2023. He fires the 2-2. Inside. Ah, you know what? That was part of the Will Benson trade. So Will Benson sent Cleveland to Cincinnati for Justin Boyd and Steve Hatcher. He was the player to be named later. Payoff. Chopper hit past Hatcher to second baseman Mooney. Throws to first to record out number two.
Great play. Let's go.
Jose Escorche is 0 for 2 today. Top of the order time, Colby Halter looks to extend a 10-game on-base streak. Halter is lined to center and grounded out to second. Hatcher looks for a perfect initial inning. 2-1 lug nuts. Hatcher offers. Starts things off with a fastball across the outside corner. Fastball for Hatcher there was only 90 miles per hour, according to the equipment they have here in Lake County. This is an 0-1. And it's chopped in a high, couple of hops to the first baseman, Kafis. Underhands to Hatcher. The race to the base won by the pitcher. Halter slid in feet first instead of running straight through it. And Hatcher got there a millisecond ahead of him. Side retired. It was tight. Colby went into the feet first slide instead of running through the bag. If he had run through the bag, I wonder if we would have seen a collision. Could have been dangerous. As it is, halfway to the house, the Lugnuts 9-1 and 2 hitters go 1-2-3. So to the bottom of the fifth inning, 2-1 Lansing.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know, if you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
James Gonzalez starts things off in the bottom of the fifth, a called strike to Angel Zarate. Gonzalez and the Lugnuts are on top 2-1 in Lake County. Here's the pitch from the southpaw. Zarate takes, strike two called. Gonzalez might not be long for this bottom of the fifth inning. In the Lugnuts pen, Shaq Owen, I believe. Let's see, looking down the side. That's an 0-2. First, let's take him down and away. One ball, two strikes. Yes, it is Jack Owen. War Eagle warming up in the Lugnuts pen. James Gonzalez has gone four innings. He struck out three, five hits, no walks, one run. The C.J. Kafis homer in the first inning, and that is all. Lugnuts are up 2-1. 1-2 pitch to Angel Zarate. Swatted up and foul. Off the left side. Zach Fash is on deck, then the top of the order. Jake Fox. is set. The kick and the pitch. Curveball up and in. Mechanics simplified for James Gonzalez, working out of the stretch at all times. 6'2", 260-pound lefty, wearing number 34 in white on his black uniform. Firing a 2-2 to Zarate. Strike three called on the outside corner. There's strikeout number 4. Fastball. And right there to the Mujica mitt to get the call from Ian Durkin. Here comes Craig Conklin. And that's going to do it for James Gonzalez today. They gave him that one batter. 72 pitches, 47 strikes. Pitch count. And now he's done. Love dap for all of the Lugnuts infielders coming around. More good stuff today from James. He allowed his first run of the year, but that was it, and that just came in the first inning. So now he has worked today 4 1/3 innings, for the year 11 1/3 innings. And Gonzalez over that span, just the one run. Strikes out 4 today, so 13 strikeouts, only one walk, 7 base hits. This has been a strong start to his 2024 campaign. My guess is, at some point he's going to be snatched up to AA Midland, and we'll see how things go for him there. He's never pitched above the high A level. Jack Owen is the new man on the mound for Lansing. The Lugnuts currently on the road at Lake County, playing the Captains around through Sunday. And then after Sunday, time to come on back home to Michigan State Capitol. And it will be the Lugnuts and the Dayton Dragons. And then the Lugnuts and the South Bend Cubs. 12 games in 13 days. A back-to-back homestand. Now, for the new men on the mound, Owen, the key for Jack is putting what happened last time out behind him. Things got rough against the Great Lakes Loons. Not again, they got rough for everybody. And his first appearance against Dayton, 1 1/3, hitless, scoreless, walkless. Then against Great Lakes, faced one batter, recorded an out. And then against the Loons. Game one of the doubleheader on Saturday, he pitched the 7th inning. And the Lugnuts were down 6-1 entering that 7th. And he allowed 6 runs on 7 hits. He got knocked around. That is unbecoming of Jack. So we're expecting better here today. Owen to Zach Fascia. Ball one up and inside. Owen has been a supremely consistent pitcher. Entering this year, 48 appearances for the Lugnuts and a 3.72 ERA. The deal, a tapper foul rolling right. Now the count, 1-1. And in 133 innings entering this year, 3 seasons with Lansing. Only 33 walks compared to 118 strikeouts. This is a 1-1. And Fascia takes the slow breaking ball for a called strike 2. He's a man who was a heavily utilized starting pitcher for the Auburn Tigers. Member of their 2018 rotation, Casey Mize and Tanner Burns were also Tiger starters that year. And there was Jack, able to do whatever he wanted with the baseball. His pitch. Lined off the fist, foul ground, taken in by the first baseman, Simpson. Out number 2. That's perfect, Jack Owen pitching. Jam shot for Fascia. Now Jake Fox. Here's the pitch. Fox takes ball 1 high. For Owen, the stuff, he throws everything, and he'll throw him in any count that he wants. He deals. And that, too, is just a little bit too tall. 2-0. The Owen fastball is usually about 84, 85 miles an hour. There's the slow breaking ball for a called strike at 73. Strikeout, flyout so far for Fox. Lefty, lefty. Lugnuts lead 2-1. The pitch, fastball for a called strike 2. Nobody is like Jack Owen for throwing fastballs right down the middle and having them taken. 86 miles an hour right down the chute. 2-2 coming. Whacked foul left side. Back to the 74-mile-an-hour curveball. This is Jack Owen. This is the Owen that we've come to expect. 2-2 coming. Got ball foul right side. That is a lot of strikes. Mixing things up. When he first joined the Lugnuts after the Oakland Athletics signed him as an undrafted free agent, I remember him working out and in, making sure that a batter forgot where the corners were. He fires down and away. Now the count is full. Could not get Fox to chase. His game is all about getting that batter off balance. And then away from the field, away from the mound, just a tremendous teammate, leader. Payoff pitch is elevated out to left field. A chance for Johnny Butler. And fielder's point, he locates, he catches. The inning is over. And we're bound for the sixth inning. Just sailing right along from Lake County, Ohio, with the Lugnuts on top 2-1.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over. And that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking? Al-Anon and Alateen can help. Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
It feels like a bagel and cream cheese kind of day by East Lake, Ohio. Game two of the six-game series, Lugnuts and Loons. I'm Jessica Briggs-Strassley. Hello there. The Lugnuts batter's coming up against lefty Stephen Hadger for the sixth inning with his 2-1 lead. Guelbas, Bolte, and Simpson, get ready. 2, 3, and 4 in the order. Guelbas and Simpson have scored the two Lugnuts runs. Here's Brian Guelbas to begin matters. Right-handed batter, the southpaw offers. Starts him off with a fastball for a called strike. Fastball from Hadger, 90 miles an hour. Guelbas is 1-for-2 with a homer. Here it comes, and he hits it in the air, out to right center field. Routine for Fox. Jake Fox backs up, makes the catch. I say routine. We know with the win today that nothing is that routine. But one center fielder flies out to the other. Now there's one gone. So now Henry Bolte, the Lugnuts right fielder. Entering play today in the Midwest League. These divisions are close in the early going. Lefty to righty. Bolte 0-for-2. He lashes the first pitch to center field. Fox turns around, jumping up, can't get it. That ball's to the base of the wall. Bolte screeches around second base. He's going to try for third. A relay throw in is late. A feet first slide in safely as the ball knocked down by Collado. Triple for Henry Bolte, electrifying the sixth inning. 110 miles. That he sent that ball sizzling over the center fielder, Fox. And now here's Will Simpson, infield drawn in. He's singled and doubled today. Had your offers. Up and away. You know that Simpson would love nothing more than to accept a walk if Hadger isn't close. He would also enjoy putting a barrel to the baseball and bringing in his teammate. Collado, Devers, Mooney, and Cephas, all in. The deal. High for ball two. Two to one, Lugnuts, and what a chance here to add to it in the sixth inning, with Bolte tripling with one out. The kick and the pitch. Low for ball three. Simpson is not helping out Hadger. First and second base are open. Johnny Butler is on deck. Is this the red light or is this the green light for Simpson? Here comes a 3-0. He takes all the way, and it's a called strike one. Fastball from Hadger, inner third. Third baseman Collado and shortstop Devers chat. Bolte a couple of steps away from third. The set. The pitch. Fouled off into the screen. Fastball at the topmost portion of the zone. And it's 3-2. Well now. If you're Steven Hadger, you are saying to yourself, can I get the strike out of Simpson? 2-1, Lugnuts leading in the sixth inning. Here's the payoff. High fly ball, lunge down the right field line, fading. Caught on a slide by Lipscomb in foul ground. Bolte tags and scores from third, and it's 3-1, Lugnuts. Lipscomb disappeared from view. That's one of those where it's a trade-off. It's a tremendous catch by Guy Lipscomb on what's going to be a foul ball. And so as it is, it's a sacrifice foul fly for Will Simpson. Give him the RBI, clear off the bases, two outs, nobody on. But the Lugnuts are now up by two. And the batter's Johnny Butler. Lefty offers to lefty. Fastball up and in, ball one. And if you're a Lake County Captains fan, I'm sure that you think about if you let that ball fall, maybe Hadger can get Simpson without Bolte scoring. Here's the ball one pitch. Across the outside corner, called a strike. Then again, from a Lugnuts perspective, we've seen Simpson enough to understand he can do a ton of damage. So they do get the out on Simpson, and that matters. Otherwise, you know, could be a walk, a single, a double, a triple. The man is known to hit a home run. 3-1, Lugnuts on top in the sixth. Here's the pitch. Butler takes a ball down. Believe you me when I tell you, this was a tremendous catch by Lipscomb, sliding and sprawling into the dirt beside the outfield grass into the Lake County pen. It was outstanding. Here's the pitch. Butler goes down. Two balls, two strikes. Got ahead of myself. Strike two. Two balls and two strikes on Johnny Butler. Closing his stance. Bat waggling. Pitch on its way. Buried low and outside. Three balls and two strikes with Aribil Anales waiting on deck. Anales, who's 2-for-2 today. Just like Simpson is 2-for-2. The 3-2 pitch from Hatcher. Butler swings, hits a fly ball out to center field. Another chance for Fox to his left. He's got it crouching down. Side retired. Lugnuts do score a run, though. Bolte with a triple. Simpson with the highlight sacrifice fly. And we're going to the bottom of the sixth inning. It is now the Lugnuts leading 3-1 in Lake County.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up. to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. So learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Two, three, and four coming up for the Lake County Captains in the bottom of the sixth inning. They take on a new Lugnuts pitcher, the Pitt Panther, now in Mitch Myers. Jack Owen went two-thirds of an inning, perfect, and relieving James Gonzalez. 3-1 Lugnuts, first pitch from Myers, a ground ball struck to shortstop by Jose Devers. Avery Bielanales plays to first in time. One shortstop grounds out to the other, and on one pitch, Myers has recorded his first out. Send up C.J. Cephas. Cephas is 1-for-2 with a solo homer. He takes strike called inside corner from Myers. Mitch, a four-pitch guy. You could say five pitches. Four-seam fastball, a cut fastball, slider, curve, and change. Fly ball deep down the left field line. Johnny Butler to his right makes the catch on the track. And Cephas is out number two. I like what I've seen from Cephas, though, with that bat. Here comes another guy who's been productive, Mike Collado. 21 years of age, out of Santiago, Dominican Republic. He, like Devers, C.J. Cephas, Alex Mooney, they were all with Lynchburg last year. The pitch, that drops a little high, ball one. Mitch Myers is making his second relief appearance of the year and his third overall appearance. The Lugnuts 3, the Captains 1. The pitch, foul tipped into the mid of Mujica. One ball, one strike. And Mitch's first relief appearance, 3 scoreless one-hit innings, he struck out 5. Winds and offers. Swing and a miss, strike two. Then his first start of the year, April the 12th against Great Lakes. The first 3 innings, he struck out 5. And was scoreless. In the next 2/3 of an inning, that's when Great Lakes got to him. They scored a couple of runs. In the end, 3 2/3, 3 hits, 2 runs. 1 walk, 6 strikeouts in 3 2/3 innings. He deals up high. 2 balls and 2 strikes to Mike Collado, the switch hitter batting left. As Myers looks for his first strikeout here. Looks for a perfect initial inning. Here it comes. Popped him up. Out into shallow left. Johnny Butler rushes forward. Calls off Brian Guelbas and puts it away. 1-2-3 go the 2-3-4 hitters against Mitch. And that'll send us to the seventh inning. The Lugnuts on top. The lead 3-1. And the pitchers have made it comfortable.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Solo tallies abound. One for the Lugnuts in the first, one in the fourth, one in the sixth. And for the Lake County Captains, one in the first inning, and that is all. So we go to the seventh inning. It's 3-1 Lansing. On this piggybacking sort of day, we are waiting for the grounds crew to head out down the right side in the far corner. That is where the door opens up in the outfield wall after the end of the sixth inning drag. And now let's open up the seventh inning. Avery Bielanoles against the lefty for the Captains, Steve Hadger. Hadger offers. Avery Biel shows bunt, pulls back, ball one high. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Third inning of work for Hadger. Worked a perfect fifth. In the sixth inning, though, Henry Bolte tripled against him. Scored on a Will Simpson sack fly. He offers. Down and in. Two balls and no strikes. This was after the Lugnuts scored two runs against the starter, Jake Miller, in his four innings. Brian Buelbas homering in the first, and then in the fourth inning, Will Simpson a double, and this man, Anales, singled him in. Anales is 2-for-2. Two singles. The 2-0. Up high and outside. Three balls and no strikes. Lansing came into yesterday's game tied for first in the Midwest League in walks, and walked only twice in the series opening win. After all, they prevailed 5-4, 3-0. Ball four, down and in. Here's the first walk of today's game. Anale is down to first base. I remember asking a Lugnut, hey, why did you draw so many walks in April? And then you haven't drawn so many walks since then. And I remember the player saying, in April it's too cold to swing. Well, here's Cameron Masterman, 0-for-2, two strikeouts. The pitch, strike called inside corner. Left-handed pitcher, right-handed batter, the DH batting seventh. Masterman's bat has gone cold since a hot start to the year. 3-1, nuts on top in the seventh inning. Check on Angeles, then the pitch. Driven to right field and high. Lipscomb to his left, toward the wall, makes the catch. At first base, Anales just the bluff of tagging up. Then the throw comes in off the glove of second baseman Mooney. Backed up by shortstop Devers. Keeps Avery Biel at first base. Simply a deep fly out by Masterman. Out number one. Your trivia question of today's game revolved around Brian Buelbas homering earlier, his 41st career homer. I asked you about career Lugnuts homers. That is, players with the most Lugnuts home runs. Who has set the career record? Jose Mojica, first pitch, outside ball one. So this does not take into account any home runs that the player has hit for any other organization. We're not talking about minor league home runs, only home runs hit for the Lansing Lugnuts. I said that Brian DePerrick, who owns the Midwest League single season home run record, does not have the career record for the Lugnuts. Ball one offering. Mojica swings and misses the breaking ball. 1-1. So, DePerrick, 39 home runs in 1 year, two home runs in another year, 2003, 2004, 41 career. He's topped. The 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Strike two, breaking it down and in. Checking in, any correct answers received? There's a great guess of Jason Du Bois. No, not Jason. I can take you through that leaderboard. Anales at first, one out in the seventh. This is a 1-2 pitch for Mojica. Anales runs. Pitch swung at him, in strike three. Thrown out to second base, tails third base side, but hang on. Mojica interfered with the catcher, Fascia. It's a double play. Strike him out, and then the interference, and that ends the seventh inning. I'll tell you about that trivia question coming up in the bottom half of this seventh inning. That's where we're going. Stand up and stretch it out. Lugnuts 3, Captains 1.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
So let's go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Lugnuts 3, Captains 1. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Righty Mitch Myers went 3-up, 3-down in his first inning. His first pitch of his second inning, skied by Alex Mooney, right side, foul ground. First baseman Simpson calls, backs up, and catches above his head. And out number one. One pitch and Mooney retired. Guy Lipscomb next, and then Justin Boyd. Left-handed batting, Lipscomb takes a called strike from Myers. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here. 3-1 Lugnuts leading, looking for a second straight win in this series. Here's the wind on the pitch. That's high and outside. Talking about the Lugnuts career home run leaders, that's our trivia question of the game. And let me take you through it. First, though, Myers with the 1-1. Lipscomb swings and flares it. Slicing to left field, that's dangerous. It's in for a base hit. Lipscomb with speed. Wide turnaround first base. Butler hurries to get it in. He holds Lipscomb to the single. There's a tie for fifth most career home runs with the Lugnuts. Yoermin Chavez and Mallory each had 28. Brian Pettway between 06 and 07 hit 29 homers. Kevin Patterson between 2012 and 2013 hit 37. Brian DePerrick 2003 through 2004 hit 41. But your career record holder for the Lugnuts, Justin Boyd, takes a called strike outside corner. It's Kevin Collins, the Brian DePerrick teammate, who hit 47 home runs with the Lugnuts between 2003 and 2004. Swing and a miss by Justin Boyd, strike two. Collins never did make the major leagues. A 24th rounder in 1999 out of Land O'Lakes High School in Land O'Lakes, Florida. He attended Cleveland State, not all that far away. The Viking is your local link. Myers deals. Fouled off into the screen, stays 0-2. Kevin Collins spent his first two professional seasons in the Arizona League and then moved up to the Boise Hawks in 2002. And there he established himself, hit 342, 13 homers, 18 doubles in 52 games, and then he joined the Lugnuts the next year. 0-2 pitch, just a little high. In 2003 with the Lugnuts, Collins had 19 doubles and 14 homers, but hit just 226. Came back in 2004, 26 doubles, 33 home runs. He hit 290, 115 hits. The pitch, a ground ball stroke to the left side, off the backhand of Andales, picks it up, fires to second, they get the force. Halter forces at Lipscomb take the speedster off the bases. Justin Boyd replaces him at first, two gone. Kevin Collins in 2004, then 23 years of age. What a slugging performance. And then he moved up to Daytona, High A in 2005, 2006, to Palm Beach in the Cardinals organization, as well as spent some time with Peoria. Here's the pitch, up high and in. But as it was, that was where the end of the road came for Kevin, as it relates to affiliated baseball. The highest level he reached was High A, but 47 career home runs hit in the Lugnuts uniform. Runner takes off, the pitch called the ball, thrown out to second base. Anales could not snag it. Mojica was already heading back to the dugout. Throw right into the path of the runner, Boyd. Off of Anales' glove and down. Boyd the steal, feet first. In a scoring position. Two balls and no strikes, the count to Angel Serrate. Lake County is down by a pair in the bottom of the seventh inning with two outs. A left-handed hitting Serrate takes. Strike called outside corner. 2-1. Now, Angel Serrate is out of Reidsville, North Carolina. The 17th router 2 years ago from Chapel Hill. Swings and fouls, hips this pitch into the mid of Mojica. And from 2-0 to 2-2. Serrate must love wearing these captain's uniforms. I would say very close to Carolina blue. Sun now shining down upon him. And the pitcher, Myers. Fires. High for ball three. Call it Captain Blue jersey shirts with a home white pants and black bat in hand ready to do damage. First base open, three balls, two strikes the count, two outs, payoff. Fouled up and away down the left side, slicing back toward and into the crowd with a high hop up beyond a white tented pavilion down the left side. There are white tents that cover group areas down both the left side and the right side here. There are the home run bleachers out beyond the left field wall, but they have been entirely covered. There is now a sign. Everyone wins a free round of mini golf if a captain hits a target on that tarp. The pitch. Serrate chops weakly to second. Halter comes in to accept. Those to first. Inning over. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one man left in scoring position. We're bound for the eighth inning. Lake County trailing Lansing 3-1.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Back in the Lansing area, I see there's a severe thunderstorm watch in place. Stay safe, everybody. Find shelter should you need to. I know that the staff at Jackson Field was sheltering while the sirens were going. Here's wishing everybody well. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here on the road from Lake County, Ohio, in the city of Eastlake. Tornado warning, my goodness. 3-1 Lugnuts lead, opening up the eighth inning. On the first offering to Jose Escorche, elevated out to left center field, hit well. It is off the wall, stays in play. Center fielder Fox picks it up, pump fakes. Escorche is already into second base with a leadoff double. Jose Escorche igniting the eighth inning. Did not miss a home run by very much. I'm telling you, he can hit. That's how things begin against the lefty Steve Hadger. Now Colby Halter with Brian Buelbas on deck. Top of the order, up 3-1. Lefty to lefty, Hadger to Halter. Halter takes ball one, low and away. Fourth inning of work for Steve Hadger. That double hit by Escorche was just the second hit that he's allowed. He issues the 1-0. Halter went around too far on the breaking ball down. Strike one. Kobe is lined out and grounded out twice. Line out to center, ground outs to second and to first. Looking to extend an on-base streak. At entering play today, it reached base in every single Lugnuts game. Here's game number 11 and the 1-1. Strike two called on the outside corner. Lugnuts look for insurance here in this eighth inning. In a game that's been dominated by their pitchers, James Gonzalez and Mitch Myers. This is a 1-2, and it's fly to left field. Down the line, Justin Boyd. Now he waits for it. He's got it. And Escorche back to second. Bring up Brian Buelbas. Drove in the first run of the game when he knocked in himself with a home run out to left center field in the first inning. Buelbas waving his bat menacingly. The pitch outside from Hadger. Lefty facing righty in the eighth inning. Escorche at second base. 3-1 Lugnuts. Lugs won yesterday 5-4. I look back to Escorche, and then the pitch. And that's called a strike across the outside corner. Brian Buelbas, B-R-A-Y-A-N. Buelbas from Colombia. Lots of power. Hadger offers. Down low and right through the catcher, fascia to the backstop. Escorche heads to third. Lansing's last run tacked on came in the sixth inning on a sac fly with one out. Now a chance for Buelbas to do the exact same thing. In the sixth inning, it was Bolte a triple, Simpson the sacrifice fly. Bolte's on deck and Simpson is in the hole. Dangerous part of the order for Steve Hadger. Infield in, 2-1 pitch. Buelbas grounds foul left side off the dugout railing. By the way, that was a wild pitch. Hadger straightens with the sign. A right leg kick in the pitch. Swing and a miss. He strikes out Buelbas with a fastball. Ported past him at 93 miles per hour. It's up to Henry Bolte to bring him in. Escorche 90 feet away. 3-1 Lugnuts in the eighth inning. Two gone. More sirens here. The first offering, Bolte waves and misses at the off speed. Steve Hadger, college teammates with some former Lugnuts, guys like Beers, Clark Elliott, Jack Weisenberger at Michigan. Delivers an 0-1. Head high in the air out to right field. Back goes Lipscomb. Back he goes. Goodbye! Henry Bolte goes oppo. A two-run shot. 5-1 Lugnuts. second homer of the year for Henry Bolte. A taco out onto the right center field berm. He has such great opposite field power. So Bolte today is 2-for-4 with a triple and a homer against Hadger. And now the batter's Will Simpson. Lefty to righty. Simpson takes ball one high. The scouting report that I had read on Bolte was that he needs to tap into his pull side power, but the backside power is fine. A 1-0 is coming. And Simpson takes a called strike. There are some guys who only hit homers to the pull side of the field, and they can't use the opposite field. And Bolte is the exact opposite. His triple went to straightaway center. His home run goes to right center. A 1-1. Very high, squirted out of Vash's mitt. He is such a strong baseball player. Henry Bolte at 20 years of age. Not a way to knock in the runner from third with two outs, huh? Hitter's pitch on 2-1 to Simpson. Stays outside from Hadger. 3-1. The Lugnuts now have 5 home runs in 2 games in this series. Simpson could make it 6. He fouls this pitch back, and the count is full. Will is 2-for-2 with a single and a double. A run scored, an RBI his last time, and a sac fly. 5-1, Lansing. Stephen Hadger readies a 3-2. On its way. Fouled off the hands, up and out of play to the right side. Ball gets away from the Lake County bullpen all the way into the catcher fascia. That was, on one hand, terrible command down in the bullpen, and on another hand, outstanding command by the reliever warming up. 3-2 pitch, down low, ball 4. Will Simpson walks for the 12th time this year. Hadger's second walk, which that's good news for Steve Hadger, that coming off 5 walks and 1 1/3 innings, his first outing of the year, that he has only walked 2 so far. And here he is now at 3 2/3 innings. Catcher Fascia is out for a visit. Lake County buying time for the man warming up in the bullpen. The man who just threw it to the catcher. I think it's Jay Driver out of Harvard, the 9th rounder last year. Johnny Butler against Stephen Hadger. With a 5-1 Lugnuts lead in the top of the 8th, 2 outs, Simpson a threat to run at first. Lefty to lefty. Here's the pitch. Low and away, and it bounces away from Fascia off to the right. Simpson gallops up to second. That is the second wild pitch of the inning. Ball one offering from Hadger. Low and away. Staying careful with Butler. This could be the last batter that he faces. We'll see how cautious Lake County is. On 2-0. The pitch to Butler. High misses away. 3 balls and no strikes. He's staying down. He's staying away from the left-handed slugger. If he walks Johnny Butler, it would bring up Aribe Alanales, who walked last inning against Hadger. This is a 3-0. And it's across the outside corner for a called strike. We're 2 minutes shy of the 2-hour mark of this game. Just sailing right along. Especially as far as the Lugnuts are concerned. 5-1 the lead. Bolte a home run. a moment ago. The pitch to Butler. Fouled off into the netting. Now the count is 3-2. The payoff. Fouled back. Craig Conklin looks up into the sun. The manager coaching at third base, helmet pulled down over his eyes. Thunderstorms earlier today here, this morning. We were worried that it might interfere with the baseball today. It isn't. Another ball got away from the Lake County pen. Started right on time and enjoying ourselves. Brian Belbas, a home run in the very first inning. Henry Bolte, a two-run homer here in the eighth. 5-1 Lugnuts behind the pitching of James Gonzalez, Jack Owen, and Mitch Myers. This is a 3-2 with two outs to Johnny Butler. Fouls it up and away. Left side, let's try it again. Will Simpson, the runner at second base. Anales on deck. Payoff. Down low and away. Bounces away again from Fascia. Simpson for third. He turns around, goes back to second. Throw in time. No. Shortstop Devers covering. Simpson did dart back in the nick of time. And now Johnny Butler jogs down to first base, having drawn the walk. And with that, here comes Omir Santos out of the dugout for Lake County. That is going to do it for Steve Hadger. He walks the final two batters that he faces after Henry Bolte's two-run homer. And the call to the pen. I was taken aback. Did you hear that maniacal laughter over the speaker system? It led into the music. But as your pitcher's getting called out of the game, I don't know if that's the move to make if you're Lake County. Well now, Avery Bielanales is coming up. And the man on the mound to oppose him, the new pitcher is the right-hander Jay Driver. 22 years young, out of Wellesley, Massachusetts. The ninth batter last year from Harvard. Driver at Harvard was an economics major, drafted after his junior year. He was a team captain last year, fifth in the Ivy League in innings pitched, sixth in strikeouts, eighth in ERA. He led Harvard in innings, second in strikeouts, made 12 starts. They relied big time on him. See that he was a full-on legacy. His grandfather attended Harvard, played soccer for the Crimson. His sister attended Harvard and graduated 4 years ago.
Come on, Dad. It's a beautiful day. Plenty of time to come back and win this game. Session of the game is going to be determined very soon. So you got to dig deep for me.
So the 6'3", 195-pound right-hander who throws with a sidearm arm angle. Driver is in. And the Lugnuts have runners at first and second base and two out, two runs in, leading 5-1 in the eighth. Righty, righty, Driver to Avery Bielanales. Shot on the ground, right side, one hop and through Alex Mooney, base hit right field. Simpson's around to score. Butler's all the way to third base as the throw comes into second. RBI single, Anales, who is now 3-for-3 today. And the Lugnuts lead 6-1. Avery Biel had been 1-for-18 last series against Great Lakes. Change the narrative. First pitch he saw from Jay Driver, and he shot it. just punched it to the right side. Now Cameron Masterman swings and misses. First pitch, breaking ball, strike one. Masterman is 0 for 3 with two strikeouts, and his last time up, a deep fly out to right field. I know one coming. Down low and smothered by Fascia, who's had to deal with two wild pitches this inning. Driver had made two prior appearances for the Captains this year. Two and a third innings, three hits, two walks, two strikeouts. He had allowed a home run. Last year for Lynchburg, he had a really tough time. Throws to first, Anales back in diving. Last year in Lynchburg in 7 1/3 innings, Jay Driver allowed 11 walks and 12 base hits. A 1-1 pitch to Masterman. Does Anales run? He does. Masterman takes it up and in. Throw down to second base. Tails. Mooney, no tag. Anales the steal. Second stolen base of the game for Aribiel Anales. And now second and third for the Lugnuts. Foot is on the gas. Cameron Masterman up. Jose Mujica on deck. Masterman, the eighth batter of the inning. Lines this pitch, slicing down the right side, but foul. Two balls and one strike. Cameron Masterman, the Louisville Cardinal, looking for his first base hit today. Here's the pitch. Shot foul right side off the tarp. Driver came in with it. Remember, Masterman had the base hits. Four consecutive plate appearances against Dayton, including three doubles. You know what he's capable of. He's now 6 for 33 this year with four doubles and one triple. He's knocked in five runs. 6-1 Lugnuts. Time granted to Fascia, the catcher. Masterman 0 for his last 14. He's due. Driver's two ball, two strike pitch. Hit off the hands, foul, right side. First baseman Kafa's over. Ball's beyond him. Right near the tarp. Two and two with two outs. And two ducks on the pond. Driver came in from the pen after the back-to-back walks to Simpson and Butler. Anale singled in Simpson. Butler at third. Anale stole second. Once more, a break even. Jay Driver to Cam Masterman. Line drive hit to left field, and it's caught by the onrushing Boyd. Side retired. Cam was right on that pitch, too. That is a fine catch by Boyd, sliding in feet first to the infield. That denies the Lugnuts any more runs in the top of the eighth inning. So the Nuts settle for three. The big blow, the two-run homer hit by Henry Bolte. And all three hits, two walks, two left. Let's go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's now the Lugnuts 6, the Captains 1.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The lead is now 6-1 for the Lugnuts, adding 3 to their advantage in the top half of the eighth inning and sending Mitch Myers back to the hill. Zach Bascha swings and misses the first pitch, strike one. Hey now, hey now, hey now. The pitch to Fascia. A ground ball rolled over on the right side. Halter rounds to his right, picks it up, throws across his body to Simpson. Out number one. That takes care of the number 9 hitter for Lake County. Back to the top of the order, Jake Fox and Jose Devers. Mitch Myers in his third inning of work out of the pen. Lugnuts bullpen is quiet. He starts things off a little high. Ball one to Jake Fox. 6-1 Lansing. Fox is 0-3 out of the leadoff spot. Righty to lefty. Ball two outside. Jake Fox, the number 18 prospect in the Cleveland Guardians org. The open stance from the left. The windup and the pitch. Check swing. Strike called. 2-1. What I like to look at with prospects as well when it comes to MLB pipeline is it's not just where they rank overall. It's where they rank within their position. Myers to Fox. Tried to drop in a breaking ball and he left it high. Now the count is 3-3. Well, outfielders, that's a position that Cleveland has in spades. 3-1. I missed for ball 4. Fox is on. Looked like it was aimed at the knees on the outside corner. Maybe the home plate umpire Durkin thought it was too low, and maybe he thought it was outside. It's not a bad pitch by Myers. Brings up Jose Devers, 1-1 out. So outfielders, Chase DeLauder, the number 1 overall prospect, is an outfielder for the Guardians. So is Jason Churio, the number 5 prospect. They'll see him here in Lake County before long. Devers takes a called strike on the outside corner. The number 7 prospect, George Valera, is up in AAA, outfielder. And then Jonathan Rodriguez, AAA. He's number 16. Robert Arias, down in rookie ball, is number 17. And then swinging a foul at home plate by Devers. No balls and 2 strikes. And then you get to Jake Fox. So, let's see. DeLauder, Chorio, Valera. Oh, Petey Halpin, number 15. Then Rodriguez, then Arias. So Jake Fox is the number 7 rated outfield prospect. Well, that brings me to Jose Devers, the current batter. The shortstop was rated below Fox, number 19 overall. The pitch. Fly ball down the right side. Long run for Bolte. Down the line. He's there. He makes the catch. And Fox a couple of steps back to first. One gone. Henry Bolte so capable. Whether you put him in center or in right. Bring up CJ Capus. Jose Devers, the number 19 overall prospect, but number, I'll call him the number 4 shortstop prospect in the system. CJ Capus, the first baseman. Would you like to know how many first base prospects are in the top 30 for Lake County? Strike called outside corner. By Lake County, I mean the Cleveland Guardians organization. The answer is only 2. The answer is 3. Kyle Mansardo, Rafi Velasquez, who's also a catcher, and Jonkenzie Noel is also an outfielder and a third baseman. Ball outside. And then I think you can find Cephas, and you can make a compelling argument, depending on is Velasquez a catcher long-term, is Jonkenzie Noel an outfielder or a third baseman long-term, where Cephas slots in. The 1-1 pitch. Strike 2 called in the inside corner. That is the fun part of watching these guys actually go to town. These prospect rankings are developed in the offseason, and then they are adjusted as the players perform or don't perform. Action in the Lansing pen. Broken bat lofter, shallow left, dumps down for a base hit in front of Butler. Box up to second base. Johnny lobs it in. CJ Cephas is back on base, although his bat is done for. Cephas is now 2-4. Busted bat single here in the eighth. 2-1 out from Mike Collado. That's Yeison Sanchez warming up in the Lugnuts pen. Don Schulte pays a visit to Mitch Myers. Right now, Mitch is at 38 pitches. Really, the best case scenario for him is that Collado grinds into a double play. Love the name Mike. M-A-I-C-K. Mike Collado is also not listed among the top 30 prospects by MLB Pipeline. By the way, Mike Collado is the only Mike, M-A-I-C-K, who has ever played professional baseball. I love it. 21 years old out of the Dominican Republic. Switch hitting third baseman. Last year for Lynchburg at 279 with only one home run. But here's been the key for him his whole way in his professional career. Outstanding plate discipline. Collado today is 2-for-3 with two singles, one to left, one to right. The pitch. Myers darts him off with a called strike on the outside corner. Here's the situation. Lansing is leading 6-1. Lake County has runners at first and second with one out in the bottom of the eighth. Mitch Myers potentially facing his final hitter. Fouled off at home, nothing in two. This for Lake County. Looking it over, and I think this is the first time in the whole game that they have had two runners on base at the same time. Yeah, call that the case. They've only ever had just one runner on this entire game. Against Gonzalez, against Jack Owen, against Mitch Myers now. Myers to Collado. Drops it in, and a called strike three. Throws him. That does it for the eighth inning. Mitch Myers strikes at Mike Collado watching. And that sends us to the ninth inning. The Lansing Lugnuts 6, the Lake County Captains 1.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Quite the performance from the Lansing Lugnuts today. Yesterday was a struggle, and they persevered, and they got it, winning 5-4 with a run in the top of the ninth inning. Today, 6-1, Lugnuts leading, all facets of the game looking good. And now they look for some insurance in the top of the ninth inning. First up, the right-handed hitting Jose Mojica against Jay Driver. Takes the slider down and away. One ball and no strikes. Mojica was the only Lugnut who did not bat in the three-run eighth inning. He's 0-for-3 with three strikeouts. Pitch on its way. Swing and a miss. Not close. One ball, one strike. I think I see what they like about Jay Driver in this Cleveland organization. A 1-1 break even. And a swing and a miss. Strike two. This has been an awkward look so far for Mojica. And he's going to go have a long, hard think about it outside the home plate circle. Now we're ready. Driver steps back, lifts the leg, and offers. A fastball served in the air out to left field for Justin Boyd. fights the high sky and the sun, makes the catch a leaning left. One away. Driver taken 278th overall last year. He signed for $151,000. Righty, righty. To Jose Escorche, 6-1 lugs in the ninth inning. Ground ball foul off the foot, strike one. The Oakland Athletics selection in the ninth round, Corey Avant, or Avant, is currently down with single A Stockton. And we'll see if we see Corey by the end of this year. Love looking at the draft. Who gets selected where? The ninth rounder, 2023, driver's pitch, inside. In the Lansing pen, Yeison Sanchez continues to warm. Mitch Myers likely done. Three scoreless innings, two hits, one walk, one strikeout for Mitch. The pitch, Tapper foul at home. Strike two. Escorche yesterday was 2-for-4, and if he collects a base hit here, he'll be 2-for-4 again. He doubled off the wall last inning, and that started up the three-run rally. He doubled. Three batters later, Henry Bolte homered. The wind and the pitch. Fastball in, and goodness, it hit him. It hit him. And he is in agony in between the home plate circle and his third base side dugout. He is doubled over on his hands and his knees, and the athletic trainer, Noah Huff, quickly on hand to talk to him. Oh, Jose Escorche. Caught him on the hand. Flexing his right hand right now, and Noah Huff is checking it out. And now he's up to his feet. Shakes it off. Checks it with Noah. Fist bump for the manager, Craig Conklin. And he runs for himself. And now Noah and Conk talking to one another on their way back. Huff back into the dugout and Conklin back to the third base side coach's box. Just in case of a defensive replacement in the bottom half of the ninth inning, we could see Elvis Rijo make his Lugnuts debut. Rijo joined the Lugnuts for emergency depth purposes in the infield. Here's Colby Halter. Flies the first pitch, foul down the left side. Justin Boyd gives chase. It's out of the bullpen for strike one. Bad luck across the infield. For the Lugnuts, Joshuan Wright went down with an injury, moved to the 60-day injured list yesterday. Derek Salom was hurt against Great Lakes. He is still on the active roster, but he has not played for several days now. And now Escorche hit by the pitch on the hand. Righty to lefty, driver to Halter, 6-1 Lugnuts in the ninth. This ball is lifted, up in the air, fair ground, left side, out for Justin Boyd in left field with the catch. And Escorche back to first. Two outs. It is the bottom of the hour. I just realized that the clock here is wrong. Classic Parks clock currently indicates that the time is, call it 2:34. Everywhere that I see, the time is 2:29. Here's Brian Buelbas. Righty to righty. The pitch. Down and away, ball one. Wellboss is 1-for-4 with a first-inning homer. They have a big clock that's high above the video board, in between where it says Classic and Park, although now the name of this stadium is Classic Auto Group Park. And if you're driving on the highway, you'll see a sign for Classic Stadium, but that's neither here nor there. Here's the 1-0. Wellboss swings and misses strike one. And the clock, the big analog clock atop the video board, it's 5 minutes fast. So if you're going by that clock, you will always stay on time. That's a good reason to have the clock fast. You can always make sure that you get the game started on time if that's what everybody's consulting. Here's the pitch. Wellboss swings and misses. One ball and two strikes. When we go to the bottom of the ninth inning, Jason Sanchez will take on the Lake County Captains, Mooney, Lipscomb, and Boyd. And I guarantee we'll be right on time for that. Half past 2 in the Eastern time zone. 6-1 Lugnuts in the ninth. The pitch. Well, Boss goes down swinging. Slider down and away. Side retired. The HBP of Escorche, and we'll see if he comes back out and takes his defensive position. He's left stranded. 6-1 Lugnuts, 3 outs away from a second straight win in this series.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
One Lugnuts, 3 outs away from a matinee victory in Eastlake, Ohio. I'm Jesse Gobrick-Strassler. Here comes number 6 for Lake County. It's Alex Mooney. First man to bat, Mooney Lipscomb Boyd. By the way, Jose Escorche stayed in the game. He's playing third base after getting hit by a pitch in the top half of this inning. Yes, and Sanchez now in, dealing. First pitch, slider, strike called on the inside corner. Sanchez, fastball slider and a changeup in his repertoire against Mooney, Lipscomb, and Boyd. Righty to righty, an 0-1. Tapper, foul. Bat boy goes to pick it up to the left of where Captains is painted on the grass in the home plate circle, just below the circle toward the warning track. Painted in yellow, outlined in darker blue. Sanchez winds and throws above the zone. 1-2 on Mooney, who was 0-3 today. Struck out in the first inning. Reached on a fielder's choice in the fourth, and then he was picked off and caught stealing. And he fouled that to first in the seventh. Now in the ninth, a 1-2 pitch. He takes a ball low and away. Mitch Myers goes 3 scoreless innings. 2 hits, 1 walk. He struck out 2. He struck out 1. Let me correct that. 1 strikeout. 0 runs. That's the key. A 2-2 pitch. And a chopper pulled down the left side, but foul. Testing Escorche. But not all that much. Yes, on Sanchez winds and throws. Mooney hits a slider up in the air out to left field. Johnny Butler's at the warning track to reel it in. Out number 1. Hanging breaking ball does not hurt Yes on Sanchez. Here's Guy Lipscomb, righty to lefty. Foul off into the netting. Strike 1. The Lugnuts are 2 outs away. Tomorrow they can go for a 3rd consecutive win in this series, potentially. Potentially. First lock this one down. There's a ball outside. Our pitching matchup tomorrow for Lansing, it'll be the righty Jose DiCochea against Austin Peterson of Lake County. Here's the break even. Off the outside corner. 2-0. Jacob Waters goes to the bump on Friday. Parker Messick opposing him. Eduardo Rivera on Saturday, and then Grant Judkins on Sunday for the Nuts. A 2-1. twisting down the left side, back toward the corner. It's a foul ball. 2 balls, 2 strikes for Lipscomb. That county is Carter Spivey, then Trenton Denholm, yesterday's starter, going in the finale. 6:35 p.m. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 1 o'clock on Sunday. Then we'll come on back home. Lugnuts and the Dayton Dragons coming up next week. Next Tuesday, April the 23rd, opening up a 6-game series with Dayton. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss, got him with the changeup. Sanchez strikes at Lipscomb. Bring up Justin Boyd with the Lugnuts, one out away. Hey, how about Yason Sanchez? Six, one Lugnuts today. Righty to righty. Justin Boyd takes ball one. Low and away. Brian Guelbas homered in the first inning. C.J. Kafus homered in the bottom half of the first. And that is it for Lake County's offense. The deal? Skipping right through the left-hand batter's box to the backstop. 2-0. So let's try it again. Justin Boyd, the number 7 hitter. The pitch, swing and a miss. Strike one. Doubled in the second inning, popped out to second base in the fourth. Fielder's choice and a steal of second in the seventh, where he was stranded. 6-1 nuts, the deal. Fly ball out to center field. There's Brian Guelbas coming in. He catches it, and this ball game is over. The Lugnuts beat the Lake County Captains once more, unofficially in 2 hours and 30 minutes. Home runs by Brian Guelbas and by Henry Bolte. That supports the pitching. Mitch Myers, James Gonzalez, Jack Owen, Yason Sanchez, not in that order. Marvelous work here today. Absolutely marvelous. Gonzalez went 4 1/3 innings, 5 hits, 1 run, no walks, 4 strikeouts. Owen, the final 2/3 of an inning to close out the fifth. Then Myers, a scoreless 6th, 7th, and 8th before Sanchez works the perfect bottom of the 9th inning, putting the Lake County Captains to bed. The Lugnuts improved to 5-6 this year, dropping Lake County to 4-6. 6 runs, 9 hits, no errors for the Lugnuts today, going 3-for-8 with runners in scoring position. Lake County, meanwhile, 1 run, 7 hits, and no errors. At Lake County, Strand 6, they were just 0-for-4 with runners in scoring position. As I said, outstanding work today for the Lugnuts. On the hitting side, Aribe Anales led the 9-hit attack by going 3-for-3. Anales today, a couple of RBI singles, a couple of steals. Oh, by the way, he drew a walk. He reached base all 4 times. Will Simpson was 2-for-2 today with a walk, a sac fly. 1 RBI, 2 runs scored. Simpson singled and doubled. Henry Bolte went 2-for-4 with a triple and a homer. And oh, by the way, Jose Escorche doubled, and Brian Guelbas homer too. Guelbas and Bolte each collecting their second homer of the year. I do not yet have attendance for today, but I can tell you this. Tomorrow the Lugnuts will be back in action. And Adam Jackson will join me for the call, 6:35 p.m. first pitch. Austin Peterson for the Caps and Jose DiCochea for the Lansing Lugnuts. Luis Carrasco will piggyback him. Thank you so much for keeping me company on this afternoon. And if you're in Lansing, Michigan with the tornado alerts, the warning, the siren, the thunderstorms, everybody stay safe, stay sheltered. Hopefully everything's all right. We will see you back in Lansing, Michigan next week. We've got 4 more games to go here, and then we're coming right back to town. Go to MILB.com/Lansing and get all your information. Once more, your final score. It was the Lugnuts 6, the Captains 1. Here's wishing you well from East Lake, Ohio. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Take care, have a great rest of your Wednesday, and go Nuts!